Hey, everybody. Merry Christmas. We're recording this on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, Walner.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Well, that's an exciting intro. Hey, everybody. This is Film to Freedom. My name is Katassi.
And I'm Walner.
And this is our podcast about our journey through real estate investing.
What did you get me for Christmas?
You know what? You got something for Christmas. So the fact that you're asking me is literally just shows ungratefulness.
What did I get you for Christmas?
I'm still trying to figure out how to politely say nothing, but yeah.
Well, good. Yeah. So welcome to our podcast. This is our podcast documenting our journey as entrepreneurs and real estate investors.
Yes.
And we're glad that you all can tune in with us today. I hope you all enjoyed time with your friends and families and your loved ones.
Or by yourself, if that's what, you know, your ministry was this holiday season.
Right. And and we're glad that you're with us. To all of our new listeners, we want to say welcome. Hope you enjoy our content. And if you haven't had a chance, please go back and look at our previous podcast recordings. And to our regular followers and listeners, we want to say thank you, and we're happy and appreciative of your support.
Yes, yes, yes. So, Walner, today's topic was on your heart today. So can you please tell everybody what we're going to talk about today?
Yes, today, the topic of discussion today is, I really can't stand my business partner. And that is so real to me. I really cannot stand my business
partner. So you're going
to
talk about yourself.
I'm talking about you.
That's ridiculous.
I'm talking about you. And hopefully a lot of you out there can resonate with this. Of you who have business partners or long or short-term partnerships in businesses, in whatever business that you're doing, because I really can't stand my business partner.
That's not true. But we'll wait for you to JK it somewhere along the way.
Okay. So let me start.
What are we going to be talking about?
Well, three things that we're going to be focused on is I really want to talk about the challenge that we faced within our relationship and how we've had to learn to kind of get along with one another and learn from one another's habits and how we look to coexist, knowing that we're coming from different backgrounds, different walks of life, and just different personalities. Also, I want to talk about improvements that we can make or improvements that we plan to make to better, you know, improve not only our relationship, but also to grow our businesses so that we're successful, so that we're profitable, so that we can maximize as much benefits as we can.
Many benefits.
Right. And finally, I want to talk about what we admire about one another. I think that's a good way to ease the pain from what we're getting ready to talk about. You laugh, but I'm it's game on.
All right, well then drag me. What's going on?
Well, I was hoping you would have some things to say first.
I see you have some notes, so can you please tell me?
Yeah, I didn't want to leave anything out.
All right, well let us know. Right,
so let me start. So as far as challenges we faced, one thing that I've had a major issue with you, especially this year, was execution of work. And
I do it too well?
No, lack of it. Of course we're gonna give the soft side of the stories, but we've dealt with our own personal challenges and we've talked about it and we definitely understand now, but that was definitely a big issue for me for this year, was me feeling that I was doing a lot of busy work and feeling like you weren't putting your hands where it could have, you know, made it easier for me. and, you know, caused frustration, caused, you know, tension build up between us, and, you know, that it overwhelmed me a little bit as well.
Mm-hmm.
So executing work, or lack of execution of work, yeah, you weren't doing nothing.
Okay, I'm just messing.
No. That's I'm just stupid. Messing with you. How about you? Or do you want me to go
down? I can finish. I mean, I know that there's only one thing on your list because I am really perfect. But if you manage to make up something else, you can go ahead and present it now.
Well, I might circle back to this one, but lack of execution. Let's remember that. I want all of our listeners to remember this,
guys. This is alleged, by the way.
Let me talk about improvements that we plan to make.
Oh, so you're done with the thing?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done. I think that's where I'm going to leave it.
Let me see your notebook. Let me see what else is on there.
No, thank you.
So I'll do mine then. I'll do mine.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So you brought up this topic to me, and immediately I didn't even have to write a note. I'm like, I know exactly what I'm going to say about Walner.
Okay.
And I think in response to you feeling like I don't move as much as you do. Walner does this thing where he is always moving every second of the day. So, like, you mentioned busy work. Mm-hmm. You keep very busy. But as I know and as I feel, busy isn't always productive or right. necessary.
Right.
You know how you do that thing where, like, you check the email 15 times a day and then you announce when I have an email?
Right.
Like, Warner will rush to see, like, I check the email twice a day. And Warner will rush to check the email 15 times a day and announce all these emails I have. And I'm like, dude, I don't check the email 15 times a day. Email, for me, is not urgent. Like, I can check the email once a day. If things are urgent, I get a phone call. So if something's sitting in the email address, I don't have to. Like, I'll be, like, reading or on a break or watching a show and want to be like, didn't listen to an email. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll get it next time I check the email. So, like, I feel like Walner, you can't feel like, oh, she's not moving as much and she's not. But it's like, I don't feel like I have to move as much because, like, you know, while you're overwhelming yourself checking email 15 times a day, I'm checking email one time a day and handling all the emails that are in there as opposed to checking it most times a day. So Walner's a very hands-on. He's very action-based. He always has to be doing, which is a good thing.
Well, it could be both a pro and a con.
It could be a pro and con, especially when, you know, like, you want to make sure that you're not just busy, you know, because busy doesn't necessarily translate to productivity. But so that has caused a clash. Like, Walner doesn't feel like I move enough, and I feel like he moves too much. And that's definitely caused a clash here. With, like, mm-hmm. frustration and, like, just because we work differently. Also, I'm a procrastinator, which is not good. But I also, you know.
Not but, sorry.
But negates whatever you said before it. So, I'm a procrastinator. And I still get things done. So, I can admit that I can be a little more, you know, organized, or I can reschedule things a little bit better so that it can work smoother, but I still don't think that I'm not going to check the email 15 times a day and announce other people's emails. Like, dude, I'll check it when I check it.
Right. One thing I was going to say was, as far as admiration, I was going to say I admire your planning and organization, but I had to leave organization out. Because, I mean, like, I saw your desk the other day when I was going to mine.
Listen.
And I'm telling you.
Listen.
It is a shithole.
Listen. Listen. My organization is like in the style of like a New York City or like a third world country. It's like organized chaos. I'm never going to have like everything together, but I have a system that works for me. It can be brushed up a little bit, but it's like I don't work in a way that everything is perfectly packed. I just don't work that way.
That's crazy because you love your bathroom very neat.
But that's a germ thing. That's a hygiene thing.
Yeah, there could be roaches in between all those books and letters.
No, roaches come because there's filth. Mess and germs are two different things. Like, you can be messy but not be dirty.
Like, spiders like to form webs where there's clutter.
There ain't no spiders on my desk.
So yeah, I get it. And that's definitely something that we've talked about that I plan to work on going into the new year, is definitely being action-based, but being more organized with it.
And working smarter as opposed to smarter. Harder.
Exactly.
It can feel like you're doing a lot when you're checking email 15 times a day or going through all the mails. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of things that you do like that are really time-consuming, but also one of the things that I bring up also is like, is this really the best use of your time? Because sometimes it's about doing the one or two things in the day that will yield the most results, as opposed to doing 15 little things and making yourself feel like, you know.
That's very true. You've also, as far as admiration, can I segue now?
I mean, you can segue.
Yeah, because that's all you have to say about me, because I'm pretty spot on. And
just go into worshiping me, please.
So, one thing that I do like about you is that you are a planner. And there's been in many instances this year and, you know, in several years before that, your planning has saved us a lot of time. And I admire that. It's good for me because, just like you said, I am action-based. I'm an athlete. I like to run around. I always have.
Okay.
And I like to move. And it could be, sometimes it's in every direction that's really can cause chaos and me going nowhere, but your planning kind of sets a direction, sets a tone, mm-hmm. and I've noticed that we have worked smarter with the planning.
Yeah. And I've noticed that we have got things done with the doing.
So I admire that from you, and definitely look to increasing that in 2017, because that's the year, girl. That's 2017.
It is definitely the year.
It's
we gotta get rich next year.
I mean, seriously, that's the goal. We wanna get rich and help as many people as we can.
The thing about working with a partner is that you're most likely gonna be opposites in some way. But if you figure out how to work that to your advantage, you can really be successful.
I think that's the best type of partnerships, where you are opposites.
When you're opposites, because you bring different things to the table. Like, you know, I'm a very thorough thinker. I'm a very critical thinker. I'm a very thorough planner. Wanner is very action based. Wanner likes to get things done. He likes to get things done immediately, unlike me, who can take, you know, all day because I'm thinking things through. So in that way, we balance each other. But when you don't focus on the strengths and focus on maximizing what you bring to the table and working with the other person, you can see how that can get in the way.
Shout out to Nicole. That's our business therapist. She's definitely been a part of gearing us in the right direction as far as growth.
Yep.
And learning to coexist with one another the most productive way possible.
Yep. And so, learning that it's about you.
Did you tell Nicole that we podcast?
No, I didn't.
She needs to know about that.
Yeah. Shout out to Nicole. She's super awesome.
So,
but yeah,
was that what you admired about me?
That you get things done?
Yeah, was that?
Yeah, I like that you're passionate in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. It's like when there comes a new idea or when we're about to do something, you're like, all right, so what's the first thing? Like, you're getting ready to go now. And I'm sitting back like, wait, can we think about it first, though? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, I really like that you're really pushing, because sometimes thinking too much can leave you in a paralysis.
And see, that's my reverse. I admire that you want to plan it out.
Yeah, because
to do it right.
I'm like, ready, aim, fire, and you're like, ready, fire, aim. Like, you got to point the gun in the direction before you shoot.
Right.
And you're just shooting. but you see how that can balance out. You
Definitely.
Know, it's very yin and yang.
Definitely.
And I'm happy to have someone who balances me out. And biggest common denominator is that we have the same aspirations. Is that we have the same mind.
Right.
We both want to succeed and we both want to work hard in our own right. And those two strengths complement each other.
And also, we don't want to fail.
Yeah, we don't like failing.
We don't want to fail.
We hate failing.
We're afraid of it.
Yeah. Failing as in like being done and being useless and giving up and quitting.
Right.
Because we're fine with the lessons.
Definitely.
And we've learned some hard lessons this
year.
By failing. Mm-hmm. But we don't want to quit and to have nothing and to give up or to, you know, like we never want to call it quits. Even this year, we've had a hard year, but we're ready to, we're just gearing up ready for next
That's
year.
The truth. That's
and we
the
both
truth.
Have a good attitude about it.
Yeah, we do.
We both have a good attitude, which is one thing that I admire about you, is that you have a good attitude.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, say something.
And I know things haven't always been easy here, but
yes.
That's why 2017, it's really a year where I want to push to play to your strengths.
Thank you.
And you as well play to mine. That way, I think, if we're intentional about that,
yeah.
Because before, I think we would half-ass that.
Yeah, we was half-assing.
Give each other pushback a lot. But I think if we really play it this time
around...
Because we
were trying to push our way.
Exactly. Exactly.
On the other person. Really, it's both ways.
It's both ways.
Everyone brings something to the
table.
It's
both ways. So, 2017, I definitely look forward to kind of giving you the hat to lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
With the planning and direction, definitely. And then I look to play a great supporting cast to give my best and in every way, give my insight so that we're both giving our best.
That's what's up.
Oh, yeah.
2017 is the year of formation. Is that our official thing or is that just my thing? Are you with the formation?
Well, we both had our own.
Oh, yeah. We did both have our own. So... My affirmation.
Or your motto.
My motto is actually Beyonce based.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the song Formation. It's like a call to action. And when she says, you know, okay, ladies, let's get information. Like that means like everyone get in line, and you know everyone get in line. Everyone come. And then she also says, prove to me you got some coordination. As in like you can't just come and stand with us over here. You got to keep up. Like, you know, you gotta kill it because she says slay trick or you get eliminated. So, like, listen, you show up, you show out, and we iron sharpens iron. You know, we all rise.
There you go.
So.
Like, yeah.
So
yeah.
We need to be in formation. Like.
In formation, get in line. And what I found out was information.
Get information.
Always seek knowledge.
Like, 411.
Because that's one of our mottos, too. We always want to be knowledge-based. We want to always... Learn more, become smarter so that we're experts in whatever we do.
Always improving. You have to be a student. Always in student mode.
And my motto was?
You're looking at me to tell you?
Come on, man. You're supposed to be my partner. Warner, this is what I'm talking Warner, about, guys.
Okay, anyways.
Warner's
motto was don't play yourself.
Don't play yourself,
which
guys.
Which is kind of Beyonce-based also, but he doesn't know it.
And the reason why that became my motto is because I would sit there and do things like Slack or watch The Office and... You know, knowing I have work to do. And I would just think to myself, like, I didn't even get anything done today. And that's playing myself. And I have no one else to blame but myself. Because I took away from my blessings, my future prosperity. I took away from myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, my whole life is at stake. I mean, there's so many people that I want to make proud and make happy and... That count on me as well, and I'm just playing myself.
And know? Also, what I mentioned was, with us fighting against each other's strengths, we're playing ourselves. Because, listen, when you're in a... And this really is a Beyonce song, Don't Hurt Yourself. Listen, when you're in a partnership with somebody, or when you're working in tandem with somebody else,
mm-hmm.
Everything that you do affects them, just like everything that they do affects you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you make business decisions that you think, like we talked about it, like if I made a business decision that went behind your back.
Right.
And we failed, it's like, I may feel like, you know, oh, Warner doesn't know what he's doing, so I'm gonna just do this anyways. Like, I'm only playing myself because at the end of the day, we're part of the same entity.
Right.
So if this thing fails, I'm going down with it. So
right.
If I think I'm going behind your back and pulling one on you, I'm really pulling one on myself.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That means we're one of the same thing.
Yeah. So it's like, I can't think that I'm doing something to harm you or to, you know, to spite you without actually spiting myself or harming myself.
You think you're dodging it, but you're actually slapping your other cheek.
Literally.
Exactly.
Because we're part of the same entity.
Exactly. So, that's hopefully that brings some insight to all the business partners out there, too. And yeah, anyone seeking out partnerships, like, find out, you know, how the two of you, or if it's a group, how you guys play to each other's strengths.
And I'll say the most important thing, sorry to interrupt you, is self-awareness. Because you have to find out what you're good at, too. What value you bring. Right. Let's say something about this man. We have some ups and downs, but he brings value.
Right.
We are both scared to stand up at the meetings, you know, to present homes, but Warner always does it. Because he's like, yo, someone got to do it. I'm just going to get it done. Warner has raised over $1 million in private funds for us. Right? Like, he has value and he's passionate about this thing. So I can't go wrong working with him.
Well, thank you for that.
No problem. I mean, I'm real. Okay. I just speak the truth.
And I can say it's the same for you. I mean, the inspiration you bring here, the planning, saving us time.
Definitely save us time.
Just this year, the beginning of the year, you paid off your car. And that was an inspiration for me to get my credit together, to get all my shit together, so that I'm in the best position possible so that we can excel.
Yeah, so, I did pay off my car. I paid off my car in 18 months.
Definitely. So I definitely appreciate you for that. Thank you for, I mean, you've made us lots of money.
Sure.
You made us lots of money. Got us good marketing techniques. I remember our first year, you got us into a hot area downtown. You got us
that
going.
That was my eye that spotted that hot area. I mean, that made us a lot of money.
That kind of insight and
attention to detail.
Yeah, attention to detail. That definitely got us there. So you as a young woman, seeing your growth throughout these years, I definitely admire that. And again, I plan to use you as much as possible for all your benefits so that we can excel next year.
Thank you. I shall use you as well. Well, guys, that is our last podcast for 2016.
Wow.
Yeah, it's our last podcast. Yeah. We want to let you know some changes, or not some changes, but some treats we're bringing you into the next year. We're trying to become a lot more real estate based in our podcasting.
Katasi's giving us some gems next year.
Listen, guys, because here's the truth. So we're young black millennials, and real estate is such a big wealth building tool that I don't see a lot of us taking advantage of, right? It's mostly old white people who we see doing this type of thing. Right. So we really want to start getting you guys excited and getting you guys interested in different ways that you can participate in real estate to make the money that a lot of people make. Millionaires. There's no millionaire who does not invest in real estate. There's no wealthy person who doesn't invest in real estate. And you don't have to do it as a big business. But you can do it to supplement your income. Like, I'm sure none of you would mind making an extra $5,000 to pay for a vacation or to work towards paying down your student loans. You know, extra $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. If you want to go all out, you know,
right?
Sky's the limit. But there are ways that you can participate in real estate and make money passively or actively. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying to give you a lot more of that in the next year.
Right. So all of you travelers, you want to pay down debt, you want to purchase a new car,
you want to get some new clothes,
right,
some new sneakers, things cost money, and it's fine to want finer things. We just want to make sure that you are making as much money as possible so you can get more of the things you like.
Exactly. So definitely look forward to that.
If you have any questions in specific, you can reach out to us at Failing to Freedom on Instagram and Facebook. That's Failing T-O Freedom.
And on Periscope and Twitter, that's Failing the number 2, as in 1-2, Failing to Freedom.
Yes.
And you could reach us at our email, our Gmail account, Failing to T-O Freedom at gmail.com. And please, guys, any questions, any advice, any feedback, we look to hear from you. We're on SoundCloud. We're on iTunes. And we plan to kill it and crush it in 2017. And
Subscribe.
And we wish the best for everyone out there, all our grinders, our entrepreneurs, our millennials.
Yeah, or everyone who's just trying to make a better life.
Definitely.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas and have a happy new year.